Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Saturday, March 20th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Young people are hearing the gospel in Haiti despite the political unrest that saw a change in leadership. However, the unrest that's hit that nation has caused problems for many ministries. Young Life's Chad Edwards says their Haiti work is partly dependent on outside short-term mission support.
We had planned a short-term trip to Haiti to build our first Young Life club room there. And that trip had to be canceled because of the political unrest. But our leaders report that the Young Life work is continuing even in the midst of the political turmoil.
Next, a major setback in the quest to free missionary pastor Manya Tamang. Tamang is a Gospel for Asia worker in Nepal who's been falsely imprisoned for 2 years on murder charges. His appeal was supposed to be heard last Thursday, but an opposing lawyer petitioned the Supreme Court judges to cancel the case. He succeeded, and the case dismissed. Pray for Pastor Tamang and his family that they won't be discouraged and that his ministry in prison will continue. And as much of Togo's population is without access to clean, safe drinking water, Living Water International is doing something to help. Living Water's Jerry Wiles just returned from Togo, where he participated in a pastor's conference. Wiles says 12 denominations are working together for Vision 2010.
There's a strategy to take the gospel to every home and plant a church in every village where there's not already one, in the whole country of Togo by the year 2010. Now, what they want to do is add a clean water component to that to provide clean water along with the gospel.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.